Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And for the last, I don't know, month or so on this program, we have done a great job of staying away from COVID-related news. There's been the Freedom Convoy, which dominated our coverage for weeks.
What's that sort of... COVID-related.
Yeah,
I guess a little bit, yeah.
I guess you're right, but it wasn't, like, the topic. The topic was the protest and the amazing effect.
Yeah, but what were they protesting?
They were protesting restrictions.
Vaccine mandates.
Yeah, vaccine mandates and all the other various restrictions that they had there in Canada. And many of those have been or are being rolled back, supposedly.
But it did start a lot of good conversations about protests in general and, like, police.
And cryptocurrency.
Oh, and cryptocurrency.
As well. And then, of course, the crackdown came, and now they've been arresting people. So some of the organizers, for instance, there have been arrested. Tamara Litch had her second bail hearing today. It seemed to take most of the day. I kept on searching for her name on social media, and I kept getting people like live tweeting from the hearing. So it was supposed to start in the morning, but it didn't end until late in the afternoon. They were calling up witnesses, and I've got a whole story about that if we get the chance. But basically, she is not going to be given bail until any sooner than Monday. The judge is taking the case under advisement. It's a different judge than the judge that denied her bail a week ago. So she's appealed that denial. So this is the appeal hearing on that. Then there's another guy, Pat, who was also arrested. He's another one of the organizers there at the Freedom Convoy, and I had that story here somewhere. I've got so many different news pieces that we can talk about here tonight, just kind of giving you a brief overview. And then we started talking about Ukraine and the Russian situation and, you know, what's the real story there. You can't trust any of the sides on this. But something that has gone by the wayside, and not just on this show, but also it seems like elsewhere, is all the COVID hysteria. In fact, the hysteria, according to a research firm, a public relations firm called Impact Research, they are now recommending that Democrats go ahead and call this thing a win. Take the win on COVID and move on.
Is the news media talking about it less? Because that could be why the hysteria has gone down.
Well, the news media may be talking about it less simply because the mainstream or the Democrats, who, of course, are the hardcore, you know, wear double masks, we got to have vaccine mandates, they're the worst of the worst on this, they're changing their tune. Mm-hmm. And they're actually repealing a lot of these vaccine mandates. Even New York City is poised within the next few days to undo their vaccine mandate.
I wonder if it'll stay that way.
Well, of course, they can bring it back at any moment. And that is the important part about this, is now that they've implemented these controls and people have put up with them, they know they can bring them back at the flip of a switch.
I saw that Italy is also rolling back their restrictions, and one of the things I thought were interesting was that it used to be that you needed this green pass or something like
That's right. That's what they call it in Europe.
Green pass?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. In Italy, you had to be completely vaccinated and boosted to have a green pass, mm-hmm. until they just now changed it. And now starting March 1st, so I guess a few days ago, you can have a green pass if you can prove that you got COVID and recovered in the last 6 months. So you don't even have to be vaccinated.
Interesting. So natural immunity now gives you the green pass in Italy. Okay.
Well, so what do they mean by take it as a win? Like, the Democrats can take it as a win. Do they mean, like, we won the war on COVID? COVID's been defeated. defeated or...
Not that exactly, but it's... I've actually got the memo here from... Somebody leaked this out from Impact Research, and this is what they're saying to the, I guess, top Dems. After 2 years that necessitated lockdowns, travel bans, school closures, mask mandates, and nearly a million deaths, nearly every American finally has the tools to protect themselves from this virus. It's time for Democrats to take credit for ending the COVID crisis phase of the COVID war.
Oh, so they want credit. Mm-hmm. That's what they mean by winning. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and that's what they're saying. They're going to say here is, oh, well, we did this.
But they're saying the war is not over.
Exactly. So they're going to keep this thing going, but for now, they're saying, tone it down, take the win. Point to important victories like vaccine distribution and providing economic stability to Americans. That means money printing and sending out checks, right? And fully enter the rebuilding phase that comes after any war. Before, below, we lay out some strategic thoughts for Democrats positioning themselves on COVID-19 after nearly 2 years of the pandemic. Remember, midterm elections are coming up. This is a election year, and a lot of people are expecting the Republicans are going to get in big time because of the Democrats being so insane about all this. They're trying at the last minute to change their tune. Declare the crisis phase of COVID over and push for feeling and acting more normal. Thanks to Democrats.
Wait. What's normal? I thought that there's supposed to be a new normal.
Yeah, I thought this was the new normal.
Yeah, they do mention the new normal in here, but...
But they said, stop panicking, start acting normal. Are they admitting that none of this was normal?
I think they would be admitting that, yeah, absolutely. thanks to Democrats, we're nowhere near where we were 2 years or even 1 year ago. Democrats have a tremendous opportunity to claim an incredible historic success. They vaccinated hundreds of millions of people.
Oh, my God.
Prevented the economy from going into freefall. Huh?
They're so... Either they are just liars or they're delusional.
That crazy.
Or both.
Kept small businesses from going under?
What? They closed all small businesses except Walmart and HEB and...
Yeah. And got people back to work safely. Because of President Biden and Democrats, we can safely return to life feeling much more normal, and they should proclaim that proudly.
These people are really sick.
Well, just goes to show that this is straight propaganda. Like, go ahead and say the opposite of what is true. Say you've recovered the economy.
Yep.
I mean, even Biden said apparently in his speech, which I didn't watch, but I saw some of the clips from it last night, that it's his number one priority to lower inflation or, you know, somehow fix the economy. And anyone that knows anything about inflation, which is the increase in the money supply, you know that there is no chance they're going to lower it.
Well, didn't he just say he's going to tackle inflation? That
something like that
might
yeah.
mean that he wants to make it worse.
Yeah, that's probably what it means.
I'm going to break inflation so it doubles. Recognize that people, this is another bullet point here. Recognize that people are, quote, worn out and feeling real harm from the years-long restrictions and take their side. Most Americans have personally moved out of crisis mode. Twice as many voters are now more concerned about COVID's effect on the economy.
Voters. They don't care about the, I mean, all of the people, because
no,
some people
not.
Don't vote. They care about the voters.
49% of voters, they say, care more about the COVID's effect on the economy than about someone in their family or someone they know being infected with coronavirus, which is 24%.
Well, because everybody, I mean, there's only so long that people can last without seeing that there aren't bodies mm-hmm. piled up in the streets and their groceries are more expensive, their rent's higher, their dollar literally buys them less.
Right. Some people can count on one hand or one finger the people they know personally who were actually, you know, who died because of COVID, quote unquote. I know of one person who was in his late 60s.
Started dying of something else.
Was very overweight, like obese level overweight. Not a good eater. Not somebody who is known for his healthy eating habits. And you're saying he died of something else?
Well, he started dying of something else. His wife said to me and everybody else, it wasn't that he died of COVID. He just had COVID when he died.
Right.
So that's the one person we know.
I mean, they say that Gene, the Christian anarchist, who was a listener of Free Talk Live, died with COVID. Whether it was of COVID, again, is another question.
And
right?
He was really old also.
And he was a man in his 70s. So if you're a man in your 70s, you're going to die anyway, usually, for the most part, on average. But I've got more of the propaganda here, more of the recommendations for Democrats. They're saying, take the win, Democrats. You did great. Congratulate yourselves. Pat yourselves on the back. People are getting sick of this. That's the most important takeaway here, is they're telling the Democrats, hey, wake up. Americans are tired of all these restrictions. If you want a chance to win re-election, you better change your tune before November. And indeed,
if you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, phones open here, and you can join us if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about, at least for now, what appears to be, at least in the United States, the beginning of the end, or in the middle of the end, for various different COVID restrictions.
Seems like a lot of places.
Vaccine passports and such. Yeah, I definitely have heard things about overseas, but at the same time, there are also massive protests that are going on in New Zealand. There's a story there. Explosive scenes as New Zealand police move to end weeks-long occupation. Who knew? Did y'all know there was a weeks-long occupation going on at the New Zealand Parliament?
No, when I saw that today, I said, that's going on there.
Yeah.
It's like they have a easier ability to just keep it from getting out because
halfway across the world.
Well, they have their population so locked down. They might.
Yeah, and they are cracking down on them. So
they crack down on the media there, like they block TV stations.
It's not over everywhere, but at least as far as the United States is concerned, there's a public relations firm calling themselves Impact Research that is sending this notice out to Democrats. I presume they've been hired to do this, to do the research necessary to advise Democrats on how to position themselves with a population who, as they point out here in this it's leaked memo.
I was going to ask, did this just leak?
Apparently this is Biden's polling firm. That's who this is. So in this leaked memo, they're telling Democrats, hey, take the win. Americans are sick of this. Remember, we saw, I don't think we played it on the air, but there was a clip from the Bill Maher show, and he's kind of a lefty, where he and these other lefties are complaining about all the restrictions. And so if you've got mainstream lefties in the limelight, so to speak, that are complaining, there are other people who say the exact same thing, right? Because a lot of people just regurgitate the things that they hear.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole thing was, get vaccinated and this will be over. So the whole narrative they've been feeding people has all been lies. And it doesn't matter how dumb the typical person is, you can only blatantly lie to them for so long before they're going to start getting pissed off.
Right. Well, eventually, like you said, they can notice the fact that there aren't people dropping dead, and this doesn't seem as serious as the state and the media people are making it out to be. So people have gotten fed up. 49% of voters, according to some survey they cite here, are more concerned about COVID's effect on the economy, and by that, they really mean the government's effects, because COVID didn't do anything to the economy. Mm. It's all government restrictions that did. 2/3 of parents and 80% of teachers say the pandemic caused learning loss. And voters are overwhelmingly more worried about learning loss than kids getting COVID. Well, they ought to be, because kids don't have problems with COVID. It's like 99.99, repeating nines, percent survivability rate. In fact, you might have heard this, Nikki, as a nurse. Did you hear that they're now showing studies show that the COVID vaccine from Pfizer is only 12% effective against Omicron for kids 5 to 11?
Yep, and I'm not surprised at all. And it's just crazy to me, because I've been saying all of this all along, right? And I was saying that children were going to have delayed learning. Very young children were going to have weird social things from not being able to see people's faces. I mean, 80% of communication is body language, and most of that comes from your facial expressions.
And a lot of younger adults are just overgrown adolescents, and I think it's messing with their social skills as well.
Absolutely.
Adult children.
We have a nightcap event at a bar on Saturdays here in Keene. Saturdays. And there was this time that nobody in there is wearing masks anymore, because even when the mandate went up, this bar that we go to said, no, we're not going to require masks. So there was this one girl in there wearing a mask, and she had it down under her chin by the time I got close to her. But I was standing at the bar, like right behind Nikki's boyfriend, and he was standing there talking to someone, and then I didn't even notice this girl was right behind me, and Matt turns around and is like, oh, if you need to get up here by the bar, you can. And she just went like, and looked terrified. And he was like, oh, you can go behind me if you want. Didn't want to insinuate you going like right next to me. And she just went, and ran away. It was the weirdest thing I've ever saw. Me and the other people that were there just looked at each other. We were like, what was that?
People don't know how to socialize anymore.
I think it's quote-unquote anxiety. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It doesn't make any sense. If you're that afraid of people, what are you doing in a crowded bar in the first
place?
That's
a small, packed bar. There's like 100 people in that bar.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we all know Matt, too. He's like a friendly guy. He's not, I mean, he's a big dude, but he's not, like, intimidating. You know, I'm sure
there's a million people around there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he said it in a very friendly, non-threatening way.
It was the most ridiculous thing I've seen. And just, like, anytime I check someone out that's, like, young at the Moose Mart, it's, like, such an awkward, horrible time. It's like they can't talk to anyone. The girl I work with, she's like 18, and oh my god, she says like four words at all, and then she starts looking at her phone to just get away from you.
The number, if you want to join the show, you can weigh in on young people and their inability to communicate. The number is 603-283-6160. But I don't think you can blame COVID for that. I mean, maybe it worsened it. But prior to COVID, we talked about here on Free Talk Live how younger people are less likely to be willing to even talk to someone on the phone. It's sort of been a thing about millennials.
I think it's the technology thing combined with public schooling, cell phones, social media. I think all of that was just a recipe for social anxiety disaster.
Right. And then so add to that now the fear that they're being programmed with, the just being around other people, and you make it worse.
And I've been telling Ian, I've noticed a trend of it being cool to, I mean, there's been a trend of it being cool to have anxiety for a long, long time, but recently there's a trend of it being, like, cool to be, like, I just don't know, nowadays with the way the world is, I'm just really nervous to go out. And it's just, like, you're just blaming COVID, and you feel cool for it at the same time. It's the weirdest thing
I've ever seen.
You've
seen people doing
this?
Like,
on the internet, people saying, oh, the way it is nowadays, I know that we're allowed to go out now, but I am so afraid. And then other, like,
people
moms, I don't know, like, people, I don't know who's my age anymore.
You were nodding, Nikki. You're agreeing with this?
Yeah, I've seen this, and it's another form of virtue signaling, right? Like, that's why people are still wearing the masks. That's why people have that stupid circle around their Facebook profile picture. I got my COVID-19 booster. It's just virtue signaling. I care more about people than you do. And I want you to know about it. That's what they're saying.
So now the Dems are being told, well, you can still say you care about people, but you've got to withdraw these restrictions. Otherwise, you're going to lose the election. 6 out of 10 Americans describe themselves as worn out by the pandemic. The more we talk about the threat of COVID and onerously restrict people's lives because of it, the more we turn them against us and show them we're out of touch with their daily realities. Remember, this is written for Democrats. This is advice to Democrats telling them that people feel like they're worn out. And again, they say it's worn out by the pandemic. No, it's the restrictions. That's what's wearing people out. All the mandates, all the rules, all the hoop jumping, that's what wears people out. If it were just another common cold or a slightly worse cold, then people would not be worn out by that. We don't even think about that stuff until we actually encounter it, right? Like, if you get the flu, then you think about it. You figure out what to do. You stay home. You water yourself. You eat, you know, what you can.
But if your friend has the flu and you, like, can't hang out with them for a while, you're not worn out by it, thinking about it. You're just like, oh, my friend has the flu. Yeah. I'll see them next week.
Ask him how he is next week.
Yeah.
How'd you do? You're still alive. All right. Number here, 603-283-6160. There's a little bit more, though, to this advice from the Democrat public relations firm. There's more coming up here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the war continuing in Ukraine and the Russians' convoy getting close to Kyiv, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken still believes the Russians do not intend to use nuclear weapons.
Russia and the United States have long agreed that the actual use of nuclear weapons would be devastating and have devastating consequences for the entire world. And as we've stated many times, including earlier this year, following the meeting between President Biden and President Putin in Geneva, both of our countries have stated that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
The White House outlined a new strategy for the next phase of handling the pandemic, a roadmap for living with COVID. The National COVID-19 Preparedness Plan includes a test-to-treat approach, which involves allowing pharmacists to issue prescriptions on the spot for people who test positive. This is USA Radio News. Texas has made its decision on who will run for governor in November.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott won his party's nomination on Tuesday to seek a third term in office. This sets up a November contest with Democratic former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. The two won their party primaries as the state held the first primary contest of the 2022 midterm elections. Texas primary voters also selected their party's nominees on Tuesday for the U.S. House of Representatives and other statewide offices. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Fitbit is now recalling about 1.7 million iconic smartwatches sold globally because the fitness product's lithium-ion battery can overheat, posing a burn hazard, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. About 1 million of the recalled smartwatches were sold in the U.S. at retailers including Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, as well as online at Amazon.com from September 2017 through December 2021. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. And I want to say thank you to CH, who is a Free Talk Live member of the AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a Patreon that you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. And, again, thank you, CH, who is a silver-level supporter over there. That means CH is contributing at least $5 a month to AMPS. And we appreciate it because it helps us get the word out about freedom as far and as wide as we can. We got over 190 great radio stations that air this show throughout the week. We can have more than that. It just takes a little bit of effort, takes a little bit of money. And so thank you to CH again for helping us out at amps.freetalklive.com. You can join and get some cool benefits for doing that. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We're sharing with you from what is allegedly Biden's polling firm, a leaked memo that has come out to Democrats instructing them that it's time to ease up. It's time to take a different tact when it comes to COVID and the fear-mongering that has been going on nonstop for the last 2 years. They're saying that Americans are worn out, that 49% of Americans are now more concerned about COVID's effect on the economy than about someone in their family becoming infected with coronavirus. They are telling people that it's actually 6 out of 10 Americans describe themselves as worn out by the various different restrictions. So they're saying, take the win, Democrats. You guys can just take all the credit for this. You did great. Pat yourselves on the back and move on to the elections, and maybe you will have a chance to win if you follow these suggestions. Another one here. Acknowledge COVID still exists and likely will for a long time. We're not advising Democrats talk like Republicans that have largely ignored the pandemic, even pre-vaccine. Declaring a return to the new normalcy doesn't mean ignoring that people will continue to get it, that we shouldn't be responsible, or that we should turn our backs on the medical community that's treating those sick and developing the therapeutics that will save lives. Instead, it means recognizing the threat of COVID is no longer what it was. Wait, even a year ago.
What does it mean that they're developing the therapeutics that will save lives? Aren't they just giving people remdesivir and the things that make them breathe? Respirators.
Which is killing them?
Yeah. They're not developing new things that I've heard of.
mRNA stuff.
Well, they're not still developing that.
I'm sure they've got new things cooking.
Well, as far as the vaccine goes, from what I've seen, the people who are vaccinated are getting sicker,
mm-hmm.
and the rate that people are dying actually went up after the vaccine was produced and, like, mass distributed.
Well, plus, if you've got Italy... Now, as you said earlier, Bonnie, now acknowledging that people with a natural immunity having caught COVID and having beat it are now qualified for the vaccine passport, that's a hell of an admission that natural immunity is actually very, very effective and no one needs this vaccine. It's ridiculous.
And that's how it has been for every single other disease
ever.
In the history of diseases.
And there are honest doctors who will tell you that. But if they get heard telling you that, then they could possibly be run out of their profession by all the different licensing boards and such. So instead, they say it means recognizing the threat of COVID is no longer what it was even a year ago, and therefore should not be treated as such. Shutdowns, masks, and lockdowns were meant to save lives when there was not yet a vaccine that could do that. Voters know we now have the tools in the toolkit to be responsible in combating and living with COVID. Vaccines and boosters to minimize illness, and masks and social distancing around vulnerable groups. So they're saying to the Democrats here, you guys can keep talking about social distancing and taking vaccines, just don't force it down people's throats at this point. People are sick of dealing with this. They're not going to vote for you if you sound like a tyrant, basically, is what they're being told. And further, they say, don't set COVID zero as the victory condition. Americans also don't believe that victory is COVID zero. They think the virus is here to stay, and 83% of Americans say the pandemic will be over when it's a mild illness like the flu rather than COVID being completely gone. Because,
like Omicron, like what we have right now?
Because remember, COVID-19 is... 19 for a reason. There have been other COVIDs. Mm. There have been colds forever.
It's named 19 because it was discovered in 2019, but
there's thousands of different kinds of coronaviruses, so.
Yeah, and they're all out there. And they're not going to go away. 55% of Americans prefer COVID should be treated as an endemic disease, and that's what most Americans are dealing with, a disease with fatality rates like the flu. They just admitted it right here in their recommendations to the Democrats.
That used to be something that would, like, get deleted if you said it on Instagram.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Because most of us took the personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our families by getting vaccinated, Americans also assume they'll get COVID. 77% agree that it, quote, is inevitable that most people in the U.S. will eventually get COVID-19, unquote. And 61% of Americans who have never tested positive think they are likely to be infected over the next year. And thanks to the work... Thanks to the work Democrats have done over the past year, despite believing contracting COVID is inevitable, most Americans are no longer fearful. It's the Democrats is the reason why people aren't fearful, according to this public relations
firm. Biden wished everybody a winter of severe illness and death 2 months ago.
That's right.
And all the unvaccinated, I mean, not everybody.
Yeah, that was his prediction. That's what he said was coming, and it hasn't.
He said you are facing a winter of severe illness and death for being unvaccinated 2 months ago.
And the final recommendation here on this research report, stop talking about restrictions and the unknown future ahead. If we focus on how bad things still are and how much worse they could get, we set Democrats up as failures, unable to navigate us through this. When 99% of Americans can get vaccinated, we cause more harm than we prevent with voters by going into our third year talking about restrictions.
2 years hasn't done anything. Don't worry. Nobody has woken up to how corrupt and retarded the government is.
They may not have, honestly. I mean, people are pretty ignorant.
I think a lot of people have.
Some people have, but something tells me if somebody is still following these politicians who have to be coached mm-hmm. like this and are clearly just puppets, I doubt they're going to wake up.
I don't think a lot of people... I mean, I hope you're right, Bonnie.
I'm not saying they became libertarians.
Right, because I'm going to say, like, even if they got tired of the Democrats, they're now just going to vote for Republicans, and that's not going to do anything for freedom.
Exactly.
If Democrats continue to hold a posture that prioritizes COVID precautions over learning how to live in a world where COVID exists but does not dominate, they risk paying dearly for it in November. So there you go. That's why you're hearing news like New York City, one of the most restrictive places in the United States, one of the first places, I believe the first or second, I think it was either New York City or San Francisco, to implement a vaccine passport. Now they're saying that next week that vaccine passport could be over. The final decision will be made this Friday. But the mayor of New York City is now saying, brand new mayor, who when he first came into office at the beginning of January was saying, well, whatever the health department says, I'll do. So it sounded like he was going to make things even worse. But now the whole narrative has completely reversed for these Democrats.
I feel really bad for all of the people who got vaccinated just to keep their jobs.
I really don't feel bad for them. Like, my little brother, he did not want to get kicked out of the Air Force. He was, like, extremely upset about it, and he was one of two people on the military, or the Air Force base, I don't mm-hmm. know if that's what they call them, who declined to take the shot.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't feel sorry for anybody.
I got fired because I wasn't going to take it, but I still feel for people who were in positions where they felt kind of helpless. I know they have kids, mortgages, they have bills to pay, so it is, and, like...
If all those people just said no and stood up together, none of the companies would have been able to do anything about
it.
I really don't feel bad for them. I can't empathize with them because, and you know, I would not do the same thing that they did. But I do feel sorry for them because they didn't have the courage that it took to stand up.
But in doing that, they made it worse for everyone. Like,
they did. That's what obedience does. But most Americans are obedient. They pay taxes. They obey regulations. They do whatever it is they're told for the most part because they're afraid of what's going to happen to them. And you can't blame people for that fear because they're trained that. But what I really feel bad for is the kids. I feel really bad for those parents that had their children get this vaccine, and God knows what that thing is doing to their DNA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phone's open. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, by the way, holding steady last few days after a big run-up from like 30-something thousand to over $40,000. Right now at $44,000 for one Bitcoin. Still way lower than its record high, which it reached back in November at over $68,000, so still might be a good time to consider looking at acquiring a little bit of it. You can head over to Bitcoin.com and click on Get Started at the top of the page, and then you'll find some introductory videos because there are some new concepts that are involved here, like learning about decentralized money. What does that mean? What is blockchain technology? You go over some of these basics over at Bitcoin.com. Again, click Get Started at the top of the page. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
So we were talking about the fact that it seems like COVID restrictions in a lot of places and in the United States, even in some of the most restricted places like New York City, are being rolled back, and in New York State and elsewhere. And apparently that's due to the fact that the Democrats are finally seeing that they might lose an election unless they shape up and stop touting all these restrictions, stop pushing so much fear about something that Americans, a lot of them, are tired of. We can continue that discussion, but another topic we've talked a lot about in the last week or so is Ukraine and Russia and how difficult it is to believe anything that's in the mainstream media. Of course, you can't believe any side, whether it's the Russian media, the Western media. But one thing that's been particularly interesting is that we've been getting calls from Ukraine. Now, so far, it's been one lady who's called in twice from Kharkiv, And she called, I think, on Monday night, actually. And tonight, we have Alexander, who's calling in from Mirhod, and I'm probably butchering the name of that town. Alexander, you're calling from kind of between Kharkiv and Kyiv, your sort of central northern Ukraine. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi, my dear American friends. Yeah, I'm in the center between two big cities, what actually already was bombed by Russian Federation. And they already, I just want to just excuse about my language, because it's not my native language. So
you're doing fine so far. Thank you.
I just want to send a message for USA. Maybe you don't know all the situation.
No, we definitely don't know all the situation, and I don't see how anyone outside of living there could have any kind of clue, given the misinformation and the straight-up lies that have been touted in the various different media over here. But what is it that you wanted to share? Did you just say your city was bombed?
Yeah. I woke up. I don't remember already day, and... already, I don't know even what a date today, because we are fighting every day. Now, I have some time for rest, and my friend sent me this number, and he told me that I can say and send some message about our situation.
You can.
You know, maybe some people think that it's some politic war, or we are fighting between ourselves or something like this. Russian news showing that Ukraine bombing themselves, but it's not true. I woke up maybe 5 or 6 days ago early in the morning, because I heard that something bomb, you know how it looks like. So actually I'm a member of how it's called,
the military,
defense, you know. Territorial defense forces.
Okay, so before you go on, just to clarify, you are a member of the Ukrainian Defense Force. You're the military over there. Were you a member of the defense prior to the Russian invasion?
Pardon?
Were you a member of the military or the defense force before Putin and the Russians came into the country?
Putin came in the country already 8 years ago, but he took some part of Ukraine, and now they start bombing all Ukraine.
Really?
In that morning, what I told you, maybe 5-6 days ago, because I don't already calculate how. So. I woke up and went to our point to take a gun and protect our home.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a next situation. We have a lot of civil, you know, people who doesn't military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of children, a lot of houses. They send in bombs every day. In my native city, I hear a siren.
Sirens, alarms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 or 5 times in a day, and they send in bombs in different points. Russian army, they start from military points, and now they already doesn't fight with military. They already fight with just civilian people. Yeah, you know, they killing children. They already bombed hospitals and a lot of places where people can go when they have some injuries. And I just want to send you a message that it's not really politic. It's not our fight. It's a war between Ukraine and Russia. We don't need, we don't want a fight. We don't
No one except for government people want war. It's only the government. It's only the states. They're the ones who want war. The people of Ukraine, the people of Russia, most of them do not want to go and fight one another. Many of them have family living across that border.
It's not really true, sorry. But it's not really true.
What's not true?
Because a lot of people in Russia, they say that it's normal. Russia have to do this and have to take over land.
How do you know that's what they say?
A lot may say that, but a lot also say that they don't want to go to war. You said you don't know what date is right now. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the news as much as us, but a lot of people have come out and said publicly, I'm Russian, I don't want this war. Lots of people.
There's a lot of people. There have been people who have been arrested in Russia across like 39 cities, protests, hundreds of people have been arrested.
They're speaking out against the war, against their own government,
right.
Because their government only cares about their own interests.
And if hundreds
About sanctions, they have a big problem with the economy now, and they thinking about themselves because they say, I don't want war because we don't have money on our
part. I mean, that's a very cynical viewpoint, and it sounds to me
maybe, but...
Alexander, I mean, we're all subject to propaganda, so you're there in the midst of this. Not only are you dealing with potentially fighting for your life, but also you have to remember that even though you're dealing with one government versus another government, and there may be one government that's preferable to you over the other one, the fact is they all are liars. All of them tell lies. They will all distort the truth for their benefit. And if it benefits them to make you think that all the Russians are against you, then they're going to do that, even if that's not actually the truth. And there are people on both sides of that border who care about peace, and it's not about sanctions, it's just about peace. It's about wanting to remain at peace, wanting the borders to be open for trade and for people to cross. Alexander, I wish you the best. I thank you for calling in and sharing with us here tonight your experience, because that, at the very least, you know, is his experience, and there's no one else in between us and him, and I appreciate him calling.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.